A religion scholar stood up with a question to test Jesus. "Teacher, what do I need to do to get eternal life?" Jesus answered, "What's written in God's law? How do you interpret it?" He said that you love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and muscle and intelligence, that you love your neighbor as you do yourself. "Good answer," said Jesus. "Do it and you'll live." Looking for a loophole, he asked, "And just how would you define neighbor?" Jesus answered by telling a story. There was once a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, he was attacked by robbers. They took his clothes, they beat him up, they went off, leaving him half dead. Luckily, a priest was on his way down the same road, but when he saw him, he angled across to the other side. Then a Levite religious man showed up. He also avoided the injured man. A Samaritan traveling the road came upon him, and when he saw the man's condition, his heart went out to him. He gave him first aid, disinfecting and bandaging his wounds. He lifted him onto his donkey, led him to an inn, and made him comfortable. In the morning, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. And he said, "Take good care of him. If it costs any more, put it on my bill. I will pay you on my way back." So, what do you think? Which of the three became a neighbor to the man attacked by robbers? "The one who treated him kindly," the religion scholar answered. Jesus said, "Go and do the same." So I think that that is the implications of Hesed in the Old Testament as well. Micah's this famous passage actually fits with the other 8th century prophets. They all had passages similar to this. So I'm going to invite us to read from these on the inside of the bulletin. I'm going to invite this side to read Hosea 6, this side to read from Amos 5, this side to read from Isaiah 1, and maybe all of us, Micah 6. So, Hosea 6. "What shall I do with you, Lord? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a dew that goes away early. Therefore, my judgment goes forth in the light, for I desire steadfast love, not sacrifice. The knowledge of God. I hate, I despise your festivals.
And I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your fat animals, I will not live on. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your hearts, but let justice flow down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream."
From Isaiah.
"What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of red beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who has this under your hand? I do not endure the solemn assemblies of iniquity. Your new moons and your appointed festivals are my sore ailments. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I will align my eyes on you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rescue the oppressed. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us argue it out, says the Lord."
And everyone? "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? I have a complaint against you. I have a controversy with you. I filed it with the court. It's in the docket. I call on the caverns of the earth to be witnesses to this. I call on the hills to listen to this complaint. Oh, my people, what have I done? What have I done that you've forgotten? That you don't want to walk with me anymore? I want to know. I want you to answer me. We had an agreement. We made a covenant with each other. I've been faithful to that. I've walked with you. When you were under severe oppression, when you were in horrible circumstances, I brought you out of that. I gave you excellent leaders to lead you out. And you seem to have forgotten. Maybe you'll remember this. There was a time when one of your enemies wanted you to be cursed. And I worked so hard to prevent that curse that I even had to have a donkey speak in human language to that poor little prophet that couldn't figure out what I was telling him. And the king, the enemy king, had asked him to put a curse because that king was scared that you all were so powerful he was going to lose his land. He wanted to curse you so that he could retain his land. I had to go to the ridiculous effort of having a donkey speak in human language. Now, hopefully you remember that story. Or maybe you remember when you were ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I promised you, your new home, and the river was pretty big, and I laid out instructions for each step of those days. So I had Joshua get everything ready, and I held back the waters, just like I did for the generation before with the Reed Sea. I held back the waters of the Jordan so you could walk over that and pick up stones on the way, so that once you were in your promised land, you could make a little shrine to remember what I had done for you. But you don't seem to remember. And now you seem to have forgotten our covenant. You think that if you bring an animal and kill it in front of me, offer it to me, that will be enough to make everything else you do okay, that will cover your sins. Or you think, well, maybe if that's not enough, maybe if I bring 1,000, that's what God wants. Maybe just more. Or if we get rivers of sacred oil, maybe that's what God wants. That's like you saying, Well, I know I'm supposed to give a tenth of my income as a tithe, but maybe God wants 95% or 98%. I'll try to give 98%. Or I was going to do 2 years of voluntary service. Maybe God wants 50. Sarcasm will not get you anywhere. You should know what I want. And the thing that really tells me you're lost is that you think that if you offer one of your children to me, one of your beloved children, and then that child dies for me, that will take care of all this crappy behavior you're doing, that will satisfy me? Like the country song might say, I don't want your body if your heart's not in it. But I don't want your child's body either. You know what I want, my children of the dust. You know what I want. I want you to do justice. I want you to love in a chesed way. And I want you to walk with me every day. Here's what I remember about you. I remember the cheating, the bribes, the greed that's behind your beautiful homes, your beautiful couches, your beautiful chairs, beautiful cars, your beautiful clothes. I see the finger on that scale when you're selling something to a customer and they have to pay you just a little more because you're making that wage, just a little more. I remember the inflatable bags you use when you go to get your tenants' rent payments and they're pouring their grain to pay you, and the bag inflates so that they're paying more than they should. You deliberately designed bags to cheat your tenants. That's just what I remember. Or when somebody's in a desperate situation and they need to borrow money, you have the gall in that moment of their need to charge them exorbitant interest rates. These are the things I remember. And what I want is for you to treat each other fairly. And you can't tell me that you're doing that. Don't lie to me. I can't take your lies. I can't take your violence to each other. I can't take it. So, here's what's going to happen. Since you followed your neighbors to the north, you've abandoned our covenant, you seem to not know what justice is. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to lose the beautiful things you love, maybe even people you love. You're going to not know what happiness is. Your souls will be bereft of peace. You're going to eat, and you'll still have a gnawing hunger afterwards. You're going to try to save, and it's just going to fall through your fingers, and what little is saved, I'm going to have that destroyed. You'll plant your fields, plant your gardens, but you won't reap them. You'll work hard, you'll water them and weed them, but when you go to harvest them, there won't be anything there. People will see you and be afraid that they'll become like you. They will try to keep the evil eye from themselves, and they'll walk on the other side of the street so they're not contaminated by being near you. You can avoid that. It's your choice. You can treat each other fairly. with respect. You can help somebody and have a full heart because you do it. You can walk with me in the cool of the night the way I walked with Adam and Eve in the garden. That would fulfill our covenant. That's what shows me that you're truly sorry for anything you've done that's lacking, that displeases me. Those would make it right. I rest my case.